The Business on RT Radio 1 with Ulster Bank. For when you're keen to know what Brexit means for your business, visit ulsterbank.ie/Brexit.
Brexit has left an estimated €75 billion hole in the EU's budget. A summit aimed at setting the budget for the next 7 years ended without agreement last night. The question is, should everyone keep paying the same and get less, or pay more to get the same? As a former MEP, Brian Hayes is very familiar with the whole budgetary process and wrangling in Brussels, and he's now CEO of the Banking and Payments Federation of Ireland, and he joins me now. Brian, first of all, no agreement on the summit. They're going to meet again in March. Even last time out, when Britain were still paying into the EU budget, it took two summits to agree it. So they were never really going to agree it a first time out, were they?
I don't think so. And especially important, I think, for the creditor countries, the countries who are paying in, the net contributors, if you like, they will want to show politically in their own member states that they fought for a hard bargain. I think it was Tony Blair who once said that negotiations on the EU budget is worse potentially than World War III in the amount of blood that's on the floor, because this is a 7 year window where the budget of the EU is set for the 7 year period, what they call the multi-annual financial framework.
So if you do a bad deal, you're on the hook for seven years, basically.
It's a problem. Actually, 7 years ago, we did it. We were in government at the time, and it was negotiated under Éamon Gilmore, and a lot of effort, I know, at that stage by the Irish government. Officials, civil servants went into the negotiations. So it's a big deal to set up this 7 year programme. But the other point is this, Richard. It assumes, I think, that the European Parliament will agree. One of the few things the European Parliament actually has actual power on is agreeing the EU budget. And of course, they're much more ambitious on EU spending. They've argued that they should go to about 1.2, 1.3% of GNI, gross national income, which determines the amount of contributions. Whereas the member states, the governments, want to spend less because obviously they have to stump up the payments at the end.
Now, in the centre of this, apart from the money that's lost because of Britain won't be paying into it, I think they were paying around a net or something of €7 billion, a little over €7 billion a year. So there's about a €50 billion net hole there. And they were the third largest contributors. But it looks as if agriculture is becoming a bit of a focus, and the dichotomy between climate change and agriculture, because Leo Varadkar has said, look, you know, if we can't have a situation where we pay more and we get less. And he says he's concerned that under the current proposals, there'd be a €78 million a year hit in agriculture payments. But elsewhere, there's a big push to spend money on climate change initiatives.
Well, this is a conundrum because actually it's one of the few areas where Ireland and France are totally aligned, because in terms of the CAP budget, Ireland and France do very well. So even though on taxation and other EU policy issues we're divergent, you'll find that the Taoiseach and President Macron will be absolutely at idem on the question of the CAP. So 80% of the money that comes back to Ireland from the EU budget every year goes straight to farmers in terms of the single farm payment and the CAP budget. So obviously, we have a huge interest as a country in making sure that we can protect our farmers. And I think the point that Leo Varadkar has made, and I think any Irish Taoiseach would make, is he wants to protect that funding while also doing things on climate. So what he said, I know he made this speech in Strasbourg, I think a year and a half ago, that he's prepared as a government to pay in more to breach the 1% GNI ceiling if he can ensure that Ireland's key interests on agriculture are protected.
Well, he isn't going to be in government for much longer, no. Depending, of course, on how the talks go. But the government, you know, he's acting Taoiseach now. Ashoka Modi, who was the head of the IMF mission to Ireland during the bailout, he tweeted last night in relation to it that basically Ireland is a wealthy country and it can afford to pay more. So why shouldn't it pay more, even if that means getting less?
Well, I think Ireland, you know, can afford to pay more. And I know people might like to hear that this hour of the morning, but the truth of the matter is this: since we joined the European Union, we have got, in net terms, about €55 billion directly. Structural funds, cohesion funds, funds for our farmers, funds for the IT sector, funds for our roads, which made a huge difference in trying to transform our economy. And the argument is, if we now help other countries in the East in terms of building up their economies, we'll create a bigger single market, which will be good for our traded goods and services as an exporting country. In a sense, as an exporting country, we've more skin in the game because we want to see Europe succeed in terms of a bigger single market. But the other arguments in favour of paying in a bit more, and a bit more is probably about an extra 250 million a year over the next 7 years, which, you know, in current and capital spending of about 80 billion this year, it's not a huge amount, but it is
something. It would be an extra 1.5 billion that could go into something else.
Yeah, I know the argument, but I suppose the advantages in spending a bit more is, one, you have much more say in designing the budget itself, and you become a creditor country.
But do we really have a say? This is a carve-up by the bigger countries, isn't it, essentially?
You know, but in the actual framework underneath it, in all of the different areas, that still has to be agreed, budget line by budget line. So if you're a net contributor country, which Ireland has been since 2014, you have a bit more control. The other argument I'd make for paying in a bit more is, you know, who knows what the impact of Brexit is going to be. The Brexit contingency fund will be important. Whether we get more funds for transport, you know, to create new exporting routes to Belgium and France and the Netherlands, as against the land bridge of the UK. Whether we need some support in terms of tweaking the fiscal rules if things go really wrong on the Brexit front. So sometimes in paying in a bit more, you have a bit more skin in the game in terms of trying to do
things. You might be listened to a little bit more, yes, when you're looking for something. Brian Hayes, CEO of the Banking and Payments Federation of Ireland and former MEP, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.